The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
What's up, Cleaning Nation? Lindsay B here, and I'm here with our awesome Jackson, who is one of our awesome, what do we call you, our ad monkey genius?
Yeah.
From my cleaning company. He's like, yeah, but you made, to be fair, you made that name up yourself, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's good, though. Like, you're not really a monkey. You're more like of a,
I'm like whatever that monkey that they train to push buttons and speak. I'm like that one. I'm like the intelligent monkey. I'm like King Kong, monkey with a brain.
I like King Kong. Yeah, because you're like massively awesome at ads. So what I wanted to do today was tap that genius. And I was thinking, Jackson, that we see a lot of elites, especially people that come into us, and they are just getting out of cleaning. So they might be, I'm going to talk about residential today specifically. This is going to be more of like a marketing 101 deep dive for your residential cleaning company. And the leads I see, let me paint a picture for you. So they might just be coming into our program and they might still be cleaning. They might have like one or two other people that help them clean. And they have, their clientele is word of mouth. We see this a lot in residential. It's like just, they just get all their leads from people giving them contacts, and they don't really have to do much marketing, but we know they want to scale. So first of all, this is like someone that is getting out of cleaning. Say they have one or two employees, they get some kind of hiring funnel happening, and people can refer back to our other, we have plenty of podcasts out there about how to hire people for your cleaning company and how to advertise for this. This is specifically for someone that is just like, I've never advertised before. Like, what do I do? What's the first thing I do? So, Jackson, I'm going to turn it over to you. What is step number one if someone wants to get more clients, would you say? And they've never done anything.
Yeah. So, step number one, and we should probably preface this by saying you don't want to stop your referral or word of mouth process or anything you're doing on that end. That never stops, no matter what you're doing on the marketing side, because those are always going to be coming in. That'll be free flowing, and you just want to keep doing whatever you're doing there. So taking that completely out of the equation, making the guesstimation that you're always going to be doing that. First thing that's really important with residential, especially, is making sure that you, as in your company, stands out really well on Google, and specifically through your Google My Business profile. Google this year is making a very big push to have businesses look great on that platform, look great in maps, look great in regular listings, and look great when people search for specific services or stuff like that. So for example, if you go into Google and search breakfast near me or something, it's going to pop up a list of related places that say they sell breakfast, their ratings, their reviews, their hours, their information, what they have, pictures and stuff like that. And the same goes for cleaning companies. If your profile is just your business name and that's it, you're not going to show up for anything. And so you're always going to end up getting beat out even by like franchises and stuff like that, because these other places have these profiles built out already. They have names, pictures, hours, all this extra information. And the cool thing about it is it's marketing, but it doesn't actually cost you anything except time to do this. So you want to make sure you get started and you get started early, because you can have your current customers leave reviews. You can give them links that say, hey, why don't you leave us a review? Actually, my cleaning company that I have did this the other day when they were done with the cleaning. They came up to me with a little tablet and they were like, hey, would you mind giving us a review? And scanned the QR code right there and filled it out in front of them and did all that stuff. And it's a really efficient way to build up how you look on the platform, because that organically is already going to give you one leg up on those that don't have that or who are relying just on that word of mouth stuff.
Okay, let's rewind and unpack what you just said, because I already have questions. So Google what is it? It's Google My Business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Google My Business. See, I don't even know the proper name for it. So I shouldn't even like bother with Yelp yet if I'm new to this, even though everyone talks about Yelp. I should just ignore that.
Don't touch Yelp with a 10-foot pole.
Really?
From every single business owner I've spoken to.
Okay.
Every single one except one. So like 99%. Yelp is awful. Yelp is like a... It's like a loan shark almost.
Ooh.
You know, so with Yelp, you can build out your business profile. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you don't do what Yelp wants, they blackmail you, they blackball you, and you are in a tough pickle. Because I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've probably gone to Yelp and you found a business and maybe they're sponsoring their business, but they could have 3-star reviews. And then you go and click on the profile and all the reviews you see are only like 4 stars, 5 stars. And you're like, well, if it's got 3-star overall, where are the bad reviews? I want to see them. But you have to dig. Versus Joe Schmo TV repair shop, for example, doesn't do anything sponsoring, got amazing 5-star reviews. They're buried at the bottom of the list, and Yelp will try really hard to not get you through to them. So
wow.
They like to hold people and businesses hostage. And so I try to recommend people, unless you're already in it, don't start to get into it. It's not worth it.
Okay. That was a good tangent I had, because I was just kind of like, I always hear about Yelp. What about Yelp? Okay, great. The next thing about Google, it sounds to me, and let me make sure I'm understanding this right. So say I had a cleaning company and I don't have anything up on Google My Business. I could just by putting up reviews alone, like having people review for me and putting up pictures of happy, smiling customers, things like that, it can automatically draw more attention to my business without me spending a dime.
Yep. 100%. 100%. Awesome. Because Google pushes to, and there's my dog.
Aww.
Google pushes, pushes people to business listings before they do any other search results. So that includes like Yelp listings, Nextdoor, Angie's List, anything like that. Mm. Google's going to obviously want to push its own listing before it pushes third-party listings. And so the more beefed out you make that, the more likely you'll show and the better off you'll be.
Okay. What if someone gives me a bad review? I'm scared. How do you cope with that?
So bad reviews are a part of the process. It happens. There are really two things you can do, and one thing you should always do. Mm. So the first thing you can do is, if that review is not honest, not true, it's not for your business at all, if it's honestly, like, you have to be pretty truthful with yourself, but if you know, like, this review doesn't make any sense, like they're reviewing a bad ice cream flavor or a bad service they had at a restaurant, I'm a cleaning company, like if it's something like that that's blatantly obvious that you're like, ah, oh, this is just, I have no idea who this person is or this doesn't relate to me, then you can report it and get it removed from your profile at all, because that happens sometimes.
Great.
You know, people will review things, you can't fix stupid, they think they're reviewing something that isn't, so you can get it removed. That's rare, because usually if a bad review, you know what the reason is. Maybe they were a bad customer. If they were a bad customer, that's fine. You can't remove it. They could be a pain in the butt. You have to live with it. So what you need to do is you need to immediately write a response to it. And you don't want to get hot-headed. You don't want to get heavy-handed or anything like that. It's just, hey, we appreciate you reaching out. We appreciate your concerns and understand where you're coming from. And then typically what you want to do is immediately move that conversation offline. So you want to get it off, because everybody can see the reviews you do or the replies you give. And so if you're having a back and forth with a customer arguing on your review section, that's going to look terrible. So you want to try and immediately move it off there. And if it doesn't go any further, fine, it doesn't go any further. But what Google sees is that you're an active business, actively replying to every review, good or bad. And that goes a long way.
Good or bad. Okay, that's a great point right there, because I immediately, being the client happiness manager here, even if we get a bad review, say from someone that's not a client, and it happens, it totally happens. Like, people can just they could be having a bad day for whatever. They're not qualified for a call. They might not even have a cleaning company. And we've had that where we go and Mike or I will respond and do exactly what you said, Jackson. Like, hey, I would love to talk to you about this. Shoot me an email at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. And it's usually me responding directly to them. But I am definitely going to think about, and I'm sure Mike already knows this, but responding to the good reviews too, because we always focus on the bad, but it's so good to focus on the good. And in a timely manner, it sounds right. Like the timing is important. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll typically get a notification same day when someone leaves your review, good or bad. So if you can reply, you know, within a couple hours, that's usually how you want to do it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So far everything's been free, which is awesome if you're brand new at this. What is step number two you'd recommend after we get our Google profile all spruced up?
Yeah. So once you have the free profile looking good, the next best thing you can actually do is to start putting some money behind some actual, you know, Google ads or Facebook ads. I'm partial to Google. That's just me as a person. So I will always lead with Google. But you can do either. And the process is different, but the outcome is the same. The goal is to drive additional traffic and awareness to your site by sponsoring it to your local audience, right? But the reason I'm so partial to Google is because you already have the free option of your business profile looking spiffy and showing up organically. And so now if you add in paid traffic behind it through paid Google ads, you have the option of having your profile show up twice in the top of the page. So you have the organic listing and the paid listing, which means you're controlling, that's probably about a quarter of the top of the page. And if you control, if your ad shows 75% of the time to people searching for cleaning in your area, that means you're controlling 25% of that section between your organic and your paid, which gives you a huge, huge advantage over other people, because like customers can't escape you and they see, well, look at all these great reviews. This ad is talking directly to my pain points. I want my house clean. I want more free time, whatever those pain points are. That will be able to push people through to actually schedule a call, interact with your business, get a bid on the books, become a customer for a really, really low cost. And when I say low cost, I mean like, you could do this effectively for $500 or less a month on the low end, especially getting started. Probably $300 to $500, depending on your area. If you're in LA or something like that, it might cost you a little bit more. Or New York, big areas like that might cost you a bit more. But majority of people can make do with about $500 on the max when they're just starting out, getting that baseline and getting some sales in there. Because two, when we think about it, average value for our clients, you get two customers with that $500, you've made your money back and then some. And in reoccurring revenue advertising, if we break even month one, I'm a happy camper. It's good, because month two, month three, month four, month five, month six, which is the average lifespan of a customer in this industry, for at least who we work with, like you still only spent that $500 to get that one customer. So you got to think, over a 6 month average, you are going to be making a lot of money on that customer, and it compounds and it snowballs throughout, you know, the whole year. So starting with paid Google ads right off the bat will give you a huge advantage. And then the same goes for Facebook ads. While now your ad won't show on like Google as much, but you will show on Facebook profiles and feeds that people have. And the cool thing about Google or Facebook is you can reach them in a multiple different ways. You can do just normal ads, like you see in your feed every day where you click, it takes them to a website. Mm-hmm. You can do what's working really well right now for a lot of people are messenger ads, where they click the ad and it pops open Facebook Messenger and they can actually message the page directly and talk to you directly. I say quote unquote talk, because you can also set it up to be totally automated if you want. It still feels like you're talking to an actual person, but there are different avenues and different actions and ways you can build out your ads on Facebook that you can't do on Google that can be just as effective. But Facebook will cost you a little bit more money, just on a daily spend and a monthly spend there.
So I guess One question I have is it six half a dozen for residential companies when it comes to starting with Facebook versus Google?
No.
No. Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because what I gathered from what you were saying was like it didn't really matter. So it's just kind of like whatever you're.
Yeah, it's whatever platform you're comfortable. I mean, it's there's a bunch of different things to take into account. And so like when I suggest to people, because when I talk to people about this kind of stuff, I think, you know, what are you doing now? What platforms do you feel comfortable with?
Okay.
What does your market do? Because I know some markets, people, they don't use Facebook at all.
Right, right. The younger and younger generations don't use Facebook as much.
Exactly. So it's all those kinds of things that you want to, like, how aggressive do we want to be? How much, what are your goals? What can we feasibly do? And how much time do you have to actually put into this? Like, because Google's a lot less hands-on in terms of actual work.
Okay.
You check it maybe twice a week versus Facebook. You're probably checking it every day and you have to make adjustments every like 2-3 days. Whereas Google, you can not make adjustments, you know, weeks at a time.
Wow. So it sounds like Google is kind of like a plug and play. You just start it up, rev it up and go. So it might be a great option for someone that's still, say, in the field cleaning and they don't have time to be on Facebook all the time.
Exactly.
They should start with Google. Okay. That's like a really, there's a lot to unpack there. And I know people are going to have like a lot more detailed questions when they listen back to this episode. And I just want to say at this point that we have a ton of episodes that go like, instead of big picture, they go really microscopic in detail with you talking about Google Ads and Jared talking about Facebook ads. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I want more details, please, we got it out there. Just search on our YouTube, Jackson or Jared, and you will see both of those come up. So I guess, Jackson, we're kind of running short on time here, but what is your final, like, biggest takeaway that you would say, the last leaving parting sentence you would say for someone just starting with ads? Residential.
don't wait and don't get discouraged. It's a process. Okay. And like on the residential side, I've had to work with people for 4 or 5 months until they got a system that they could turn up, turn down, and they knew exactly what to change and what not to change. For commercial, for 6 to 8 months to get someone to that same position. Hmm. So it's a process, and you can't get discouraged, and you can't think like, oh, it doesn't work just because something didn't happen right or didn't pan out for a single month or even a single week at that point. It's like, you got to look at it, the big picture. You got to understand it's going to take time. And if you turn ads on today, for example, and you don't get anything tomorrow, that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It's just, you need to let it go. And you need to, it's like watching the old Italian grandma saying, a watch pot never boils. So
that's a good one. That's so good. That's so true. All right, Jackson. Well, I know you have some coaching to do right now, actually, with our next level peeps. So thank you so much for jumping on with me today last minute. Jackson, you're always awesome to have on. Appreciate it. We don't have time to talk smack about the Lakers today, but I want to meet you and Jared.
They're awful.
Okay.
No playoffs, no head coach. They're bad. I'll just throw that in there. I know I got to go, but I have to get a dig in. I didn't get one in yesterday in our meeting. So.
Oh, very well. Hopefully Jared or his wife, who helps us out with these podcasts, will hear that and pass it on. Thanks, Mariah. All right, guys. Until next time, take care, Cleaning Nation, and we'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.